helping our family be able to be involved in that. That's been a real blessing, just exposing. I've been exposed to stuff, but I'm getting the age. I forget it all, and so I just figured I might as well start all over again. Praise God that and the Word of God is new and afresh, and I appreciate y'all doing that. Of course, for those that don't know me, my name is Bottom, B-O-T-T-O-M. Can't get any lower, but we're going up, and we're taking a bunch of down and outers up. And our verse is Hebrews 13:3. Is remember them which are in bonds is bound with them, and them which suffer adversity is also being in their body. I'm not preaching yet, but I'm just sharing the verse there. And that we're to remember those which are in bonds. And God has led us, and we've been working there. We're in the Harris County Jail. We're, of course, with Rock of Ages Prison Ministry out of Cleveland, Tennessee, and been with them for 15 years, but out of Tri-County Baptist Church. It's the church we're out of. But God has led us to the local jails, and we found if we get them early, we can head some off from going on to the penitentiary and on to further crime, and then more open early on there in the county system. God's opened the door and has maintained that door because of your faithful prayers to be in the Harris County. Harris County is given over to chrismania and to all kinds of insanity. But yet, in spite of that fact, God has retained a place for us. It's just been a real blessing. And I just want to use and views to, where you'll know what your investment is. That right now, the present administration of the chaplaincy has got all kinds of versions of Bibles, and mostly New King James, but now they're coming and pray. The Gideons are coming out with the English Standard Version. Is coming online, and that's what's coming next. And then this the group that's more of a charismatic group, and they're much not of the same breed we are, but yet they're trying to reach souls. But the fact is, the souls they're reaching, they're teaching no eternal security. They're insecure in everything, and you lose your salvation. And they're trying to disciple people with this. And building confusion throughout the ranks. And so they get saved over and over. And just for long, they said, let's just get drunk and forget it all. But the blessing is, God is still at work. That the Lord had come up with Dr. Garris before he passed away with Rock of Ages, the Rock of Ages Study Bible. And this is an excellent Bible in red print, the Jesus and words in red. And it's got nice maps and a beautiful, and it's got good doctrine in it. Good doctrine. And guess what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. They found out, the boys that got this Bible, they memorized. You get memorized 25 verses, you get a Rock of Ages Study Bible. And we got the verses. We lay them out. This is what you memorize about salvation and then growth and stuff. And this thing is going like hotcakes at a loggers convention. I've got 14 waiting in line today. I had 14 that's got their verses waiting on me to come. And they're quoting their verse. That Word of God, it's getting loose in there. And then those old boys get saved. I'm having them come to me and say, I thought I was saved. I got to memorize them verses. I'm not. I need to get saved. I have them quote the Bible, and then I ask the verse. I ask, "Hey, have you trusted Christ?" You know, I thought I said, but I'm not. I'd like to get saved. Had one just this last month that way. Got saved through that, and then these guys are growing and being excited. So the others are seeing this, and they decided everyone in their discipleship group must memorize the 25 verses. Guess what? They're printed out on King James Version. Yeah, and guess what? They're all getting their own King James Bible. Yeah, and they're so proud of it. Man, when they reading, doing those Bible, they all want to read out of their Bible. Glory to God. You know, it's fun. For your Spanish people, it's got so good, the Spanish was getting mad. They said, we don't have a Bible. And we've had some Spanish would quote in Spanish And all I had was the Rock of Ages Bible, and they'd take it. But so now we're expanded, and we've got a Spanish Bible. And it's not as thorough as the Rock of Ages, but it has a good concordance, and it's a good Reina Valera, and from the good text, and a good Bible. And so we're working on that. And now we've got them quoting in Spanish. But that's a blessing. I know I'm taking a lot of time, but it's a blessing. And then in the Fort Bend County Jail, I just found out they don't have any King James Bibles. I just happen to have several hundred. And so we got this. I got these for $1 a piece here a few years ago. And I got some of this. So we're going to be hauling those in. And you see, if you can't get them with rifle shot, landmine them. Amen? Yes, sir. And so, yeah. And then we also have got the Breaking Bondage book. This book has been greatly used. And if you're having struggles and things in your life, uncontrollable anger, drugs, alcohol, irrational thinking, sexual sins, it covers a lot of things, but it just begins with basic salvation. And it's very readable and helpful. And a brother in Christ, and Brother Keller, has provided them free for me by hundreds of thousands or thousands of dollars worth. And by the cases, he ships them to me. And little do they know, so much in relation to the modern movement, the music is so bad that they're bringing in for the services. It's just horrible. Of course, we use song books and we sing and then preach to them. But in here, they're allowing me to continue passing these out. Most of them hadn't read all the way through, and it's got a section here about music. Yeah. So we're doing a little underground evangelism. So pray on this, and it's just exciting to see what God's doing. We had five men today got their study Bible. They get that Bible, and I've had men that they would hold that Bible and they would kiss it, and they would thank God. Said, I like this better than I've got my driver's license, my trucking license, and all kinds of plumber's license. Said, this is better than any. Yeah. And then the old heads in there that are old, so, you know, think they're all big and bad. And then this little guy over there gets that Bible, and they look at him like, wow, I'd like to have a Bible like that. And he sort of smiles, you know. And I had a guy today. He just got his Bible in the cell, and that guy says, he's dumber than I am, and he got one. I can get one of them. You know, it's just exciting. But amen. All right. That's news and views. It's never a dull moment around there, but amen. All right, let's stand together. I got a verse. I got some verses, and then I'm going to move on now. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Matthew chapter 11, 28 through 30. But I thank you for your prayers and your support and encouragement. There is discouragement and times of hardship there for the inmates, and it gets heavy. But I'm glad we have the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Look in Matthew 11, verse 28. Familiar passage of Scripture. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light. Let's pray. Father, open our understanding in this brief time to the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, you want to carry our burdens. Some may come even tonight with a heavy burden. Some may not know you. But, Father, I pray that we'd all find that yoke easy and your burden light. I pray that you would be glorified in this brief time together. I pray you bless Glory Baptist Church. Father, that you would continue to use them in a great way as they reach out around the world. Only heaven will declare all the glory that's been received because of the sacrifice of these dear people. Bless in our time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Here we see the Lord Jesus is in his earthly ministry, but we see a transition here that he has been preaching primarily to the Jews. But now the Jews, as John's gospel says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as receive him, give him power to become the sons of God. Here is the transition, and you see, he's now berating and rebuking the Jews. In verse 21, woe unto you, Chorazin! Woe unto you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done at Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Verse 23, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted into heaven, shall be brought down to hell. And for if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in that day of judgment than for thee. Here he's berating them. He's turning now. He's preaching judgment. Judgment to those that are hard-hearted and those that do not have a clue of the coming judgment of God. Those that are in self-righteousness. But then he turns to the Gentiles. He turns to those that are heavy laden. He turns to those who do not know God. They're aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of promise. And then he opens his heart to them. Oh, he's hard. Oh, you'll be turned into hell, you wicked whitewashed sepulchers. But then he turns, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Here, man, we see here salvation's plan. It just didn't write that. It's to come to a person. It wasn't a religion. It wasn't doing all these things. But the person of Jesus Christ. Come unto me. He opens a call to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles now, those around the world. It opens the thing of gospel missions around the world. Come unto me, all who? It's just for the elect. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Labor, that's what some of you have been doing today and trying to get here for church and working, and that's all that is involved, the transportation and the daily labor. How life gets heavy. Life gets heavy, but also those are heavy laden. Sin, things that come upon us, our own transgression, our own consciousness, heavy laden. Dealt with a man today, heavy laden, an officer asked me to come talk with him. He said, if a man kills himself, would he go to heaven or go to hell? I'd like to know. The officer called. He said, I want the chaplain to talk to him first before we send for MHMRA. He wanted to talk to a chaplain. Amen. And it's a blessing. But this man has heavy laden. He has a little child. His mother shot his father. He's been on medication all his life. Amen. He's picked up so much garbage along the way. Heavy laden. Come unto me. People need the Lord. Yes. They need the Lord. And when you come to Him, you'll find rest. Hey, I get saved, but I don't think I can keep it. Hey, you come to Jesus. It's a finished work. On Calvary's cross, He said, it is finished. It's finished. Enter into that Canaan land rest. Into that promised land rest. Enter that even as He created the world in Hebrews 4, it speaks about that. And God labored, but on the seventh day, He rested. Not because He was tired, because He finished His work. And Jesus finished that work on Calvary's cross for every soul, man, woman, boy, girl, those for whatever you've got. Lord Jesus paid that on Calvary's cross. Won't you enter into that salvation's rest? But hey, this passage of Scripture, it not only is it gets salvation's purpose. You see, some of you may be saved, but you're not at rest. You don't have the peace because maybe you haven't taken into salvation's purpose. Here, notice verse 2, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly of heart, and theirs where you find rest to your soul. Now, salvation's plan, but salvation's purpose. You see, service. You see, a yoke is a device that goes around the neck that's designed for serving, for pulling the plow. And many men in jail are of such rural or urban society, they don't know what a yoke is. So many, it's just like children anymore. That they say yoke, and they once said, well, I've heard of a yoke of an egg before. You just got to lay it out fine. But it's a collar that's put around a horse or a ox or a steer to pull a plow or to pull something. It's entering into a load. But you know why it's important that you need to learn who's putting your yoking up with. The Bible says don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. But if you come to Jesus, you find rest. And then if you want to find rest to your soul, that's your mind, your will. You can be saved but have no rest to your soul because you're in rebellion against God until you surrender and take that yoke. You see, God didn't save you to sit on your blessed assurance. He wants us to serve Him, to be faithful. And you surrender that yoke to pull with Him and to have His burden. Oh, there's where the beauty comes in. But you need to learn of Him. He is meek and lowly of heart. I won't be long, but hang with me. Meekness there is strength surrendered to God's control. Strength. It's a broken will, a surrendered will. Surrendering your rights to God. Right. Jesus, there He could have called legions of angels. Sure. But instead, He gave His life for you and I. There. And you and I, we realize who is putting the collar on you. It's one that has power. The one have authority. But yet, He is gentle. Easy being treated. He's one says, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. He's the one that says that all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He bore our pain. He carried our sorrows. Learn of him. Many do not want to serve God because they do not know God. Said, if I serve God on the mission field, I'll starve to death. I know deputation's hard. And it is hard. We need to pray for missionaries. Because without divine intervention, the missions programs are dying. The churches are dying. The missions programs dying. But God has a burden for those souls, and He's calling them. And He's calling people. And young people, if God's speaking to you, don't hesitate. My regret is I didn't step out earlier. I wish I had, because my life is getting by so fast. Brother Ray and I were discussing our life. It's just a minute, just like a flash. Take your yoke. Learn of me. I'm meek and lowly of heart. You can trust Him. He's not going to put something on you that's going to rub you raw. You know, your collar that don't fit, it's going to rub raw and it's going to be painful. But no, He knows how to make it fit. He formed you, created you for to serve Him. And as you yoke up with Him, oh, you're going to find rest to your soul. Yes, it gets fun to serve the Lord. Some pay good money for hunting and fishing. Hey, I got a place you can do both. Yeah, you get right in there and you do a fishing and hunting and all kinds of stuff. And you get them in the boat and it's fun. Reaching souls for Christ. As they go to that jungle, they're going to be hunting. They're going to be doing some fishing, trying to get some souls there. And say, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. You know, as you're faithful in church, as you yoke up and serve Him, that's where you find, you know, you may have financial troubles. But when Pastor Schrader and all started teaching about faith promise giving, that's what lifted my load financially. That's where I saw the good hand of God. As I began giving to Faith Promise Missions, and Brother Joe West taught about that early on and got involved. And I didn't have money. And I remember times I'd cry out to God for my offering. And I told the pastor, I went by, pray for me. I'm going to make a trash run. And I hid it out and made her, it was right when they're putting everything out on the curb, and I was praying, oh God, just meet the need. And I come along, and there was some stuff, a hammer and some tools, and there was a chainsaw right on the trash can. Glory to God, hallelujah. Went home, put some gas in it, cranked that baby up, took it to the pawn shop and sold it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You never know. You get involved. You see, God has a burden. He wants people to come to Him. You got to see. Hey, He can look outside the box. He can find it in a trash dump. And that's why I was praying at that time for a lawnmower. And I was pumping out lawns, and I needed a lawnmower. And I was pushing them and did six with the old pusher. And I say, Lord, a day, and I need a lawnmower. And my father-in-law took me to eat at Luby's. And I saw a guy chunking a John Deere lawnmower in the dumpster. I said, glory to God, the Lord has provided. I went over and I said, what's wrong with it? He said, oh, John, they want $175 to get it fixed. I'm throwing it away. I said, praise God. I got it out. Got that fit. Run it 3 months. You know, and blessing. Who could tell? You know. What God may do. It gets fun. My yoke is easy. And my burden, light. You know, it'll stir you up in testimony meetings. What goes on and how God provides for your mission. For my yoke is easy. And my burden, light. You see, I know you've got burdens. Come unto me. You know, that word, come, is the first word I've heard the Holy Spirit actually speak to my heart. Now, I believe it was not revelation, it was illumination of the Word of God reflecting in my heart as I, at age 16, the preacher was preaching. And there was one word resonated through my soul. Come. 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 And it was live or die, sink or swim. God was calling. And I had to come to a place saying no to sin and Satan and yes to Jesus Christ. And I stepped forward in that old church house. And said no to sin and saying yes to Jesus. And I found rest. And as we enter into that labor with Him, we find rest to our soul. Won't you come to Him if you don't know Him? And if you do know Him, don't be hesitant. Take His yoke upon you. Oh, His yoke is easy. And His burden is light. You know, some people want to go to Louisiana to have fun. You ought to just yoke up with Jesus. You have a blast. It's great. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you would just be glorified in the church. And Lord, you know the burdens on hearts. I pray that you would lift those loads and may you be glorified. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.